I'm so excited.
What are you being so fidgety? What are you being so fidgety and excited about?
You know what happens this month?
What happens this month?
Oh, it's the new Fast and Furious movie. I'm so excited. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I don't think it's going to be that great.
It is going to be amazing.
You sure?
I am Hobson Shaw.
Have tea ready at the beginning, it'll be fine.
Welcome to the August Trailers Podcast. Wait! Fantasy Film League, yay!
But before...
We are still sweating on this hottest day of the year.
Before we do August...
Yes.
We must fire up the time machine. Mm? We must go back and put right what once went wrong.
Again?
Yeah. Now, occasionally we do have to do a little finger snap and go and sort some stuff out. But occasionally we have to do this. It's not because we've had letters. About 4 months ago, we massively screwed up. I pitched a film to you and we went, sounds awesome. And then yes. We went off and we couldn't find the trailer. And then we realized that it may be a fake film. Yes. So this film apparently has Brad Pitt in it.
And
apparently
exists.
Is called Ad Astra. And it looked spacey. And I was like, I'm in 100%. And we couldn't find a single thing about it on the internet. However... We can now go back and fix this problem.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I am totally ready.
Let's do it. Right.
Yes. Was that not what you were expecting? There was lots of space. There were explosions.
There was. There was Brad Pitt. There was a lot of explosions. There was Tommy Lee Jones looking full crazy eyes.
Yes.
Yeah.
It reminds me of things. So the opening bit reminded me of Gravity.
Yes.
Lots of like free falling through space and sorts of swoopy camera work.
Yeah. And then there's a serious problem on Earth and everything's a bit knackered and he has to go up and sort stuff out, which was a bit
very interstellar-y.
And then it just went full on explosions.
And then there's Tommy Lee Jones as his dad, which is a bit, oh, what was that film with Jodie Foster from the 90s?
Oh no. Contact. Oh, it was terrible. Contact, yes.
So it sort of feels like a bit of a mishmash of other previous sci-fi.
Yeah, it's
sci-fi.
Also because it's kind of starts with the classical music and then just goes into the dun 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 dun.
The Zimmer horns.
It was a bit Armageddon-y as well.
Even to the point that poor old Liv Tyler gets left on Earth while the boys go off into space.
Yeah. So that's a pretty good point. Good cast though.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you got Brad Pitt and you got Tommy Lee Jones, you've got Ruth Negger, who's really good. You got Donald Sutherland is in there as well.
Yeah.
Who's a bit of a legend.
Indeed. Total legend.
And it's by Plan B. So Plan B.
Isn't that Brad Pitt's production company?
So they've done a couple of films that I really liked. He did Moneyball.
Right. Oh.
Great film. They did The Big Short, which I had to watch recently.
Oh, that was the Plan B one again?
Again. Yeah, I had to watch it again because it's so good. World War Z.
Do you know what? Rewatched that just the other week with Junior Smith.
Yes.
To sort of get him into some of the zombie films.
Of course. Obviously, because that's a natural parent thing that you do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we looked into it because there was talk for a long time of a second one, but it got cancelled earlier this year. So that was up until two-thirds of the way through that film, it was really good.
Have you read the book?
I haven't read... Oh, yes, I've read the book.
Right.
That is nothing like the film.
Well, exactly.
And awesome. The film starts well, ends weirdly, but I read into it and there was loads of reshoots.
There was
and
huge
apparently amounts. Apparently they got all the footage together and was like, ah, oh, we're like missing a ton of stuff here. It's an interesting read. Anyway, total tangent.
Anyway,
Plan B.
So I think this. But yeah,
he's had more hits than misses with Plan. With,
no,
with that
in
as
fairness,
a
yeah,
company.
Exactly. But I don't know. I mean, it just. I think as you just said, it. You look at it and you go, bit from Gravity, bit from Armageddon, bit from Interstellar, bit from Contact.
Will it be greater or lesser than the sum of its?
Well,
parts?
I don't know. I think it's going to be. It's going to be a serious Brad Pitt charisma vehicle. I think it all depends on how good he is.
Yes.
If he's good, it'll be okay.
And as you said, you know, latter day Brad is significantly good. Better.
Post-Jolie years, he's definitely he's definitely got on. So
I would say, I think overall, like the smaller Plan B films have worked better than the bigger ones.
Yes.
So if that pattern holds true, maybe this is not the best one to be pinning your hopes on in terms of cast and fantasy film league.
But it's still worth having a look, though. So it's still... Yeah.
And it's one of the larger films coming out this month.
So I don't know why it was delayed. It was kind of originally announced for earlier this year, and now it's coming out later this year.
Yeah,
so,
I
don't know, maybe it was just one of those scheduling things, but I don't know. Anyway, right, we're going to take a massive left turn now.
Oh, hang on. Oh, yeah, it just occurred to me.
Before we
take they were probably steering clear of all the Apollo 11 stuff and
that's a good point.
First Man and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's a good point. Actually, yeah, that's a really good shout.
You don't want to put two type space.
You don't want to put Brad Pitt against Neil Armstrong.
You're going to change this direction on us.
We're going to go kids for a while.
Okay.
So, currently, it's safe to say that even as this goes out, later, yeah, Aladdin's probably still number one at the box office.
Still.
It's proving the fact that, people still like kids' movies. But there's two big kind of franchise kids' movies coming out. And these are all going to be voices, but we need to cover them for a couple of different reasons. The first one, though, is we're going to have to cover Angry Birds 2.
Do we?
Yeah, we do. We do. And
really?
And afterwards, I'll explain why.
Okay. Why did you make me watch that? That was the longest, boringest trailer I've ever seen. I feel I've seen the movie.
It pretty much covered the whole film. I mean, it was like...
Unbelievable.
That trailer should have been like a solid 90 seconds, and it was a solid...
About half an hour.
I know, it was crazy. Okay, so why did I make...
And the last just kept not coming.
Okay, so three things I want to mention about this trailer. Two of which are relatively positive, depending on your version. One, let's start bad. This is a Sony Pictures animation. These people have got a lot of explaining to do.
What, for that trailer?
For that trailer, and for the fact that these idiots were the ones who were in charge of the Emoji film.
Oh, ow.
Yes.
The film that was so bad, my kids stole it because I forbid them to pay any money for it.
Yes.
I have reprimanded them since.
Film's so bad that you went, Patrick Stewart, dude, have you seen the trailer for the new Star Trek thing?
No, I haven't. Right. I've seen some shots of it, but I haven't seen it.
Right, we'll come back to that. Sorry, okay. but I'm still not forgiving him. So basically, DreamWorks are really good at animation. Disney, obvs. Pixar, Sony, not so good. They pick really weird franchises and they pick really weird tie-ins. And as a result, they have to be very strong on the script and the comedy. And this just looks bad. However,
it looks weak.
Everyone is in this.
Everyone?
Peter Dinklage is in this.
Now, you know, he was in Pixels and that wasn't great either. So, you know, he has some form in maybe not being the most picky.
Well, in fairness, he's probably doing it for the kids.
Really great stuff. Fair point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who else?
Notable.
Well,
in
you've here? Got okay. So you've got Tiffany Haddish. You've got Bill Hader, Jason Sudeikis, Danny McBride, Josh Gad, Nicki Minaj. Just let that hang there for a moment. But the actual reason that the only reason we watched this trailer is for one man. And that man is Sterling K. Brown.
Oh, it all makes sense now. Okay.
And he was the deadpan, looks like the leader of the group or the gadget guy. The only person who I actually wryly smiled at during this film he's probably got the best lines on the grounds that he doesn't want to be there. And hates everyone, which is effectively sums up my feelings on the Angry Birds too.
Not requiring too much acting there.
No. So the only reason I really brought this up is that there's a couple of names in there that might be worth just having as a bonus. But yes. I don't think this film will do very well.
Yeah, and remember, you're not going to make a lot of money because it's all voice acting.
It's so all voice,
minimal income. If those people have got another film worth having, otherwise... don't pick them purely on the basis of this. And also, we just don't think it's going to stick in the charts for that long.
No, I just don't think it's going to kick around. So
there might be better alternatives that people go to see.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So yeah, basically avoid is what I would strongly advise. Mm-hmm. But you know, you never know. Right. So next up was one that you suggested, which was Dora the Explorer.
Well, it says here on the poster I'm seeing Dora and the Lost City of Gold. So I don't actually know it's Dora Explorer, but she's wearing a backpack and there's some sort of monkey there, which really makes me think if it's not Dora Explorer, they have got some sort of litigation coming their way
right.
very soon.
So we're going to check this out now, are we?
Yeah, let's see if I was right.
Oh, God. So, this film's not for us.
No.
However, this film is for people who are old enough not to be continually watching Dora the Explorer, because they're now about 9, but also secretly will probably still watch Dora the Explorer if it's on telly. It's kind of like Indiana Jones. It's a kid's... Well, it's Jumanji...
Meets Indiana Jones
meets Dora the Explorer. So, Dora is a jungle-savvy rope swinging monkey owning girl who moves
kind of slightly ninja
moves to a high school while her parents go off on a wacky adventure. Parents obviously get kidnapped by baddies. She then gets dragged in with her 3 attractive yet clueless friends
who also bringing a bit of snark along the way. Yeah. So they're trying to increase the age range a bit there. Right?
I think, to be honest with you, I think if I got dragged to see this, I think I'd leave and I'd go, what was it like? And I'd go, it was all right.
I think, it was all right. I don't think it's going to be terrible, but exactly. I think it's going for a
but
particular
she's got a CGI monkey pal called Boots, and I think Boots is one of the characters, I think...
From the cartoon.
Yeah. However, I've just looked up the cast list. Guess who does Boots' voice?
Who? I don't know.
Danny Trejo.
No.
Danny Trejo's voice. And I was like, oh that's brilliant.
That's kind of wrong.
It's kind of wrong, but also
but might
kind
be the best
of
thing
awesome.
In the movie.
So, yeah, that really just... I was like, what?
Well, between the 2 kids' movies we've watched, I know I would pick that one by a country mile.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean... Yeah, obviously. However, other people in this... Okay, oh, God. Benicio Del Toro's in this.
Uh-oh.
We're going to get letters. He is a voice. He is a voice, people. Which means we are legally required to score him as such. Okay? So I don't want to get... Don't at me, as they say. So...
You've been warned.
And I'm looking at you as well, Smith, because you gave me hassle for his non-appearance in Star Wars, because he was in it for like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Granted, the completely pointless B-plot.
Well, yeah. Okay. Agreed on that item, but yeah, it still stings.
Who else is in this? Michael Pena's in this.
As the dad. Being himself.
Yep. Eva Longoria's in this as the mum. Being himself.
And I think in terms of people you can actually pick for the game, that's it.
Pretty much it, isn't it? Yeah. So, yeah.
Because you've got the young cast, unsurprisingly, are unknown and not in the system.
But yeah, I mean, it looks stupid.
I got a sense, I couldn't quite make up my mind if it was trying to be an adventure or a comedy. I think it's a comedy adventure. Now, if it hits the same notes that the Jumanji film did, it will be very successful. I just don't get the feeling it's going to be quite that good.
Yeah, it's just...
It doesn't have the power of The Rock.
It doesn't. Very few people have the power of The Rock. So yeah, okay, right, well, let's move on then. So you picked this one. You asked me to add The Kitchen to the list.
Yes. Yes, I did. Because of who's in it. Okay. Should we watch it?
Should we watch it and come
and
back?
And I'll say no more until we get back.
All right, okay, yeah. let's give it a try. Right. Okay, The Kitchen. Mr. Smith.
Yes?
You have chosen wisely.
Well, thank you.
That looked really good.
Do you know what? Way better than I expected, because I just picked it because of an interesting cast, right? I saw, like, because, you know, we were talking about Can You Ever Forgive Me the other week?
Yes,
good film. And Melissa McCarthy. And it looks like a late she's going into some sort of late period drama serious
stuff. She's going into serious stuff with just a tiny bit of comedy in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Rather than wacky fart jokes. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Also Elizabeth Moss and then Common, who we love from the John Wick franchise.
And also Tiffany Haddish, who we've just mentioned doing a voice in the Angry Birds film.
Oh, yeah, her
so
too.
She could be quite good. And Donald Gleason.
Nice.
Who's awesome.
He is.
So I just
looking at who was in it, it was like, we've got to look at that.
But it opens up and it goes, New York, 1978. And we both went, ooh. And then it goes, Hell's Kitchen. And we went, oh, that's why it's called The Kitchen, Hell's Kitchen. And then I went, that's where Daredevil lives. And then it just goes, DC. We both went, ooh. Uh-huh. So basically, it's not superhero. Don't panic, everyone. It's not superheroes. But essentially, there's the wives of three gangsters who get sent down for their crimes. And rather than being looked after by their mob family, they kind of get abandoned.
Yeah.
So they decide to
They're
not happy about this. They decide to basically establish their own crime syndicate. And then it kind of kicks off with Paint It Black, which is a strong call. Strong call for a trailer. You got to go. You're setting the bar high when you're going to use Paint It Black as a trailer music.
Indeed.
But yeah, it looks really interesting.
Yes, that's the grown-up movie of the week, I think.
Yeah, definitely. That looks good. It looks. You have a look at the trailer. It's. Yeah. Just
solid.
Solid. Yeah. So good cast. Arguably Common could be a good shout in that for reasons we're going to talk about in a moment.
Yep.
But Melissa McCarthy, as you said, she's very serious to the entire point. And then the very last beat, they're sitting there and they're counting like massive stacks of cash. And she just goes, oh, I've lost count again. And it's just a little bit of, okay, fair play.
She's good. Yeah.
Right. Well played. Right. Right. So
that was pure luck.
So now it's now time for the common double feature.
Ooh.
No, it's not a regular
common feature.
It's common. It's feature double
his
feature.
His name is Common.
It's double feature with Common in it.
I understand.
So another Common film. Film of people.
I'm understanding. Right. Yeah. No confusion. No.
Okay.
It's good.
Because I mean,
clarify.
I just want to linguistically be very clear.
100% message received.
Okay. So this next film has got Common in it, and it's called The Informer.
Good.
Great. Okay.
Let's go.
Okay. So you picked this film because Common's in it?
Yes, because it's like, I was just going through, looking at all the films coming up. It's like, oh, he's in two films. Might be a good buy, right?
Is Common in your cast?
No. Not yet, but okay. he's going to be.
How good does that film look?
It looks
so
intense.
So you've got Joel Kinnaman,
yep,
who is just probably coming off the back of being in that Altered Carbon thingy from
And before that he was in like RoboCop, things. Yep.
So basically,
he
plays an ex-con who is an informer for the FBI, and when a drug buy goes wrong and an NYPD officer is killed, it kind of spirals, and he ends up being railroaded into going back into prison as an informer for the FBI, while the NYPD, who haven't been told that he's an informer, are basically trying to kill him because he effectively killed a cop, although he didn't.
It just looks like he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, you tracked that far better than I did. It's like, they're shooting and
there's
shouting.
Stuff and a lot of people with tattoos. And a lot
Owen telling people to stop.
Clive Owen, we're both tonight, ladies and gentlemen, tonight's performance, Clive Owen playing the role of the slightly grumpy guy.
Yeah. Although it's nice to see that he's graduated from the action grumpy guy
to the boss grumpy guy. Yeah, he's been promoted. Yeah.
He gets to wear the suit now.
Yeah, he gets to be the captain. He's
like,
Captain Grumpy
shout
now.
Shout down the phone.
He's no longer Lieutenant Grumpy. He's Captain Grumpy now.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, the man's got range. He can be both sullen and grumpy.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
So much.
So that looks really good, but it also, it could
Did
be.
Did we mention Rosamund Pike?
Rosamund Pike.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like, again, solid cast here.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But more, since a bit more action-y.
Yeah, I think there's going to be it looks a bit harrowing. It's only a 15 here.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that surprises me because I thought, because as soon as you send someone to prison, it always gets a bit scary. But yeah. It looks good. I think it needs to, the trailer's promised a lot. And I think if it delivers, then I'm impressed, but it's going to have to really deliver a cracker of a film. I'm expecting twist, double cross, a twisty double cross, and then a double crossy twist.
Yes, all of those twists.
And then at the end, Joel Kinnaman is going to pull off his mask and he's Tom Cruise the whole time.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing. I want to see that film.
But yeah, that looks really good. So, yeah,
it does.
Yeah.
I think The Kitchen might have an edge to it. If I had to pick,
I think one's definitely supposed to, I think one's probably going to be. Sorry, noise coming. One's going to be lighter. If
yeah,
yeah.
I think The Kitchen might be a better all round film, but I think that one's going to be more intense.
This one's going to be
a
bit
intensity.
Like, this one's going to be a bit for the entire time. But
either way, you get a good slice of common.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, and everyone wants a good slice of common. Right, let's move on. We have to go back again.
Again?
Yeah, but not because we made a mistake or because we need to put right what once went wrong. But yesterday, the new second final trailer for Hobbs and Shaw dropped. Now, we looked at this a few months back and we both just went 100% in. 100% in. But let's just have a look at another trailer. And also, there's a special bonus for you if we pay our cards right today. But so your penultimate trailer is Hobbs and Shaw, which means the final trailer is going to have to be a really good one. Right, let's go.
Man, that was intense.
Yikes. So, you know, we talked about the Avengers trailer, and about halfway through the Avengers trailers, it just kind of went ramp up, and it was like the music became even more. That film started big.
That
and
was,
just
that started at 11.
Went bigger.
Amazing.
So a little bit more plot this time, but who cares?
Yeah.
Explosions.
I'm so glad to see that the rampant disregard for the laws of physics continues.
Yes.
Words are inadequate.
That's
express the everything of that.
I feel
lower your IQ immediately.
I feel dumber from seeing that, but at the same time, awesome. that looks good. I mean, you know what you're gonna get. You're gonna get 2 hours of basically physics-defying face punching,
cars,
helicopters,
guns,
falling buildings.
Yeah, it's got everything.
Vanessa Kirby inexplicably being able to throw a man 4 or 5 times her weight through something.
Yeah.
There's at one point where he punches through the glass of the car. He could just roll the window down, but he punches through the glass, grabs a guy who's coming in the opposite direction on a motorbike, catches him, pulls him off the motorbike and slams him into a wall
without basically
breaking his own arm, any blood, or that guy going against the wall as a squishy meat bag.
Yes, as he's accelerated like 200 miles an hour in a quarter of a second.
So, yeah. That's everything I thought it would be.
So going to go see
that film. And really, Helen Mirren's in it.
Oh, I didn't think they could throw anything more at the screen, but
they did.
Yeah.
So on the scale of stupid,
that is
a good, probably a good 6 or 7 compared to what I'm about to hit you with.
What?
Because it
gets more stupid.
In the words of a certain green fella I know, there is another. Do you know who we haven't seen for quite a while? I'll give you a clue. Do you know who we haven't seen for quite a while?
Not Gerard Butler.
Do you know, remember Olympus Has Fallen?
Yes.
Then remember there was another one called London Has Fallen.
Yeah.
There's a third one.
No.
Angel Has Fallen.
Oh.
Let's do it. Do you reckon Morgan Freeman's making a bid for the 2020 presidential? Because I'm just thinking about it. Hasn't he been president like several times now?
Yeah.
He was president in Deep Impact, although that didn't go well. And now he's president in this. So obviously Aaron Eckhart's no longer president.
No.
But I didn't see the second Fallen movie. I saw the first one, which was dumb. I missed the second one where they blew up all of London. And then the third one now looks as if he's protecting Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
He does a job of protecting Morgan Freeman. He's the only man standing from the attack. And they instantly assume that he was responsible for the attack. And he's framed for a crime he didn't commit. He then escapes a bus when it flips over, which is a very kind of fugitive style breakout. And then he has to not only prove his innocence, but uncover the conspiracy and then save the
everything.
World. And obviously saving the world.
With his dad.
Yes. Oh, and Nick Nolte is his dad.
Yeah.
And then saving the world involves generally picking up a gun that has an infinite number of bullets.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything explodes.
Yep. That's a good summary. Yeah. I'm kind of not interested, particularly.
It's
looking at what else is available this month. That is not high up my list.
I mean, it's unfortunate because they've released this film, which probably would have done quite well had The Rock and Jason Statham not turned up and just gone, explosions!
Yeah.
Yeah, that film won't do well because Hobbs and Shaw is going to... Everyone who wants popcorn... chomping, dumbass, explosions punching film is going to watch Hobbs and Shaw. And everyone is probably going to probably steer clear of Angel Has Fallen. It does look interesting, but it's bad timing. It doesn't look bad. I mean, it's got a really good cast in it. You got Jada Pinkett Smith is going to be, as I think, is the kind of the person who's hunting him because she thinks that he's responsible. Gerard Butler, Morgan Freeman, fine. Gerard Butler's side, shouty. Danny Huston or Danny Houston?
Or Hudson or...
Huston. Anyway, he's the guy who's always the bad guy. He's the guy that you go, oh yeah, it's him. And then you've got a couple of other people in there. You've got Lance Riddick in there. You've got Nick Nolte, we've already talked about.
Lance Riddick.
You've got just... You look at it and it'll be full of, oh, it's that guy. Yeah. You go, oh, is that the guy who was, oh, yeah. Oh, was she the one who was in the thing? Yeah, that was her. And all of it's there. So conceptually, yeah, it's great, but they should have just sat on it for a couple of months.
You can tell it's 2019 because of drones. There's a big thing.
Drones are so hot right now.
Mm.
But it comes out in August 23rd. So
tail end, whereas Hobbs and Shaw is opening up the beginning of the month.
Yeah.
So maybe, will they have...
But if you're going to go to the cinema twice in a month, would you go and see two big explosion movies? Possibly. But I don't know. I think it will do okay, but I think it could have done better had they sat on it till maybe October. But maybe that's just me. I don't know. But yeah, so not bad, but just not...
Poorly timed.
So yeah, but a couple of things there. But I've got to be honest with you, the big story, the common thread that's going through the entire. I'm so sorry. Oh no, I wasn't going to do it, and I thought I'll do it right. But yeah, common might be a good buy. And Tiffany Haddish also might be quite good. A couple of good ones in there.
Interesting month.
But Hobbs and Shaw.
But obviously, explosions. Must buy The Rock again.
Must buy The Rock and Common.
Yeah.
How much is Common?
1 million Fufflebucks. As we record.
Not for long, he's not. I'll tell you what, we'll both put him in now and then we'll change the price.
Of course, yes, because we're not in any way corrupt. Right, that's a fabulous set of trailers.
I know. I need to go and just have a cup of tea to calm myself down and chill out. And explosions.
Even the weak ones were pretty solid.
Mm.
So this is a good month.
Yeah. So all right, we're back in 2 weeks' time for the main podcast trailer. In the meantime, you can find us on Discord. You can find us on the FFL Twitter.
Twitter. Yep.
Yep. Or you can find me at Mr. Birch FFL. That's it.
That's it.
We're good. Sorted. Right then. Let's go to the cinema.